This line is packed. Listen to a couple of quick announcements. Before we go ahead and get started, you want to listen to Danny live on Heartbeat Radio Wednesdays and Sundays. Go to www.dannyjohnson.com. Click on radio for schedule and listen in. Next Monday night, join us for Danny Johnson's live training call. Same time, same place, February 28th. Also, be looking for ABC's premiere of Secret Millionaire on March 6th. Check your local listing. Danny Johnson herself will be featured on that episode. Also coming up, First Steps to Success. Mark your calendar. It's going to be taking place on March 26th, 27th in Dallas, Texas. And if you're in a home business, you want to make sure that not only are you attending First Steps to Success, but you make arrangements to stay on March 28th for the Home Business Entrepreneur Workshop. Also, make sure you plan ahead for Creating a Dynasty, which is going to be Danny's advanced training seminar. You have to be a graduate of First Steps to Success to be able to attend that advanced training seminar. There's no other training like that currently in the marketplace, and it takes place on May 20th, 21st, and 22nd in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Ladies and gentlemen, before I heard about DannyJohnson.com, I was working full-time as a registered nurse. My name is Jackie, and at the time I lived in the state of North Carolina, currently in Atlanta, Georgia. But I was working as a nurse. I liked my job. I enjoyed what I did, but I was drowning in debt, and I was desperately looking for a way out. I went into business for myself. I started a home business. I did not know how to succeed in this industry. I did not know what to do to have success. I've heard a lot of great success stories, but I never found anyone who had the ability to be able to show me and teach me what I needed to be able to learn to succeed. I heard about Danny. I heard her story. I ended up plugging into some of her live Monday night calls, just like this one. Attended her live training event that was all the way out in Los Angeles, California. I flew out there, went to that training event, came home 30 days after attending my first Steps to Success training seminar. I generated $15,000 working from home. My first year working part-time from home, I ended up earning $70,000. At the end of that year, I left my full-time career as a registered nurse. My second year earned $120,000. Been working from home ever since now, using the principles that I learned at that first Steps to Success training seminar. It's been 6.5 years ago. To date, my wife and I are 100% totally debt-free, thanks for the training that we received and learned at First Steps to Success. So I can tell you, if you're serious about getting the training, if you're serious about cutting your learning curve down, and if you're serious about getting rid of the headaches in a home business or even in business in general, and you want to have success and you want to be able to do it in less time, then you need to get registered for that next First Steps to Success seminar coming up in Dallas, Texas. Tonight, Danny Johnson, her story, there's no one who's had the level of there's no one that's currently existing in the marketplace. There's no one out there right now that has her track record of being able to train people to succeed. The reason that she's able to train people, the vast number, the tens of thousands of stories that are featured on their website, the reason that she's had the track record of being able to teach people how to succeed is because she's able to teach people about what she's done. Danny got started with $2.03 to her name, being $35,000 in debt. She was destitute, broke, living out of her car. Not wanting to end up in that financial position again, she found a way to get started in a home business, or in a business for herself, basically, working from the trunk of her car in a payphone booth. She generated $2,000 in profit in her first 10 hours, $6,500 in 30 hours, $10,000 the next month. By the end of her first year, she'd made $250,000. By the end of her second year, she'd made her first million. She's went on since to make millions of dollars beyond that in multiple various business ventures. She's, to date, a best-selling author. That's on top of being the dynamic trainer that she is. She has a radio show on Heartbeat Radio. Just last week, she was featured on the Oprah Winfrey Show. She's going to be featured in ABC's new hit show, Secret Millionaire. So without further ado, you want to make sure you have pen and paper handy. You're not going to want to miss a thing that she has to say tonight. And I'm going to go ahead and turn this call over to America's favorite millionaire, Ms. Danny Johnson.
Jackie, thank you so much for that introduction. I thoroughly appreciate it. And I can say I can remember when Jackie O'Quinn was broke and did not know how to be a successful entrepreneur, did not know how to lead, and today he truly is an amazing leader, both he and his wife, as well as his twin brother, who are partners in a business venture and doing a phenomenal job. And so if you have the opportunity and you are working with him already, you will also very much so need to pay very close attention to his leadership because he truly is the kind of leader that many should be following. My name is Danny Johnson. It's so good to be here with you. I know that I haven't been here for a couple of weeks. I just came back from India and had an amazing time out in that incredible country. First, I wanted to say hello. There's so many of you who are calling from all over the world at crazy time zones. We've got Australia on the line. We've got Israel on the line. We've got Canada, Mexico, all over the United States, of every time zone in the U.S., as well as we got the U.K. on the line. And it's in the middle of the night over there. And that just goes to show you the level of desire that the DannyJohnson.com clients have, which is truly a phenomenon to me. It is incredible what happens when people find something that is going to be able to help them to succeed. And I remember being in a position where I was looking, searching, and hoping that someday I would be able to change my pathetic existence called life. I grew up in a home where there was a tremendous amount of violence, lots of abuse in every way imaginable. My parents also were drug addicts who completely neglected their kids, bought drugs with their welfare checks instead of food, and whatever was left over at the end of the welfare check is what they paid for the food with, and oftentimes dinner would be Wonder Bread with some margarine and some garlic salt on top. I'll never forget those very beginning days and making decisions at a young age where I did not ever want to turn out the way that my family was. And so I got introduced to business at the age of 19. I did not get started because I thought I could succeed. I got started because I knew I could fail. And if I failed the income of the most successful people in business, if I failed their income by 90%, and it took me 20 years to figure it out, I still would be doing better than if I stayed working at my job at JCPenney's. And so after a couple of months of getting up some courage, I finally got started. And I had absolutely no money. I failed miserably, especially coming in to a business that I had zero experience in at all. And my first 6 months, I could not make a living at all. I could not even replace the job that I had left, and began to wonder if I had made a mistake. Ran into two young men who were doing very well financially, who also were young newbie entrepreneurs, and I begged them to show me how to crawl, walk, then run. They pointed me in the same direction that they had gone in and learned from a successful millionaire. And honestly, it cost a lot of money to be able to attend one of those seminars. Money I did not have, not to mention I had other plans that were very important. I was planning a 30th birthday party for a guy that I was dating at the time that I was hoping that I'd wind up marrying. And so, you know, everything in my life at that point was just filled with failure. You know, my past, my childhood was filled with failure. My family was filled with failure. Here I'm failing in business. Nothing seemed to ever work out for me, and I wondered if this really was my lot in life. I went to one of those seminars. I had to borrow the money. I had to change these important plans. And I came out of that two-day experience and made $4,000 in 8 days. After that, I figured something out. What I figured was is I did not have to know everything, but I could point the people that I was working with in the same direction that I was going in, and that was plug into that two-day training seminar. I did so on a monthly basis. In fact, brought 11 people back the second time I went, made $11,000. The next time I brought 15 people back with me, made over $15,000. The next month, brought over 60 people, made just under $21,000. Then I went off and I did something really stupid. I met a guy and married him after only knowing him for 7 days. We've all done something stupid, but I did something really stupid. Within a few months, I found myself with this man who I thought was the dream marriage. I thought my whole life had changed. I married Mr. Right. I'm going to live happily ever after. Within a few months, my bank account was drained. I had $2.03 to my name, a $35,000 debt. I was 50 pounds overweight, and I was completely homeless. The month of December of 1990, I was a homeless woman. I am 21 years old, and I am homeless. My resume sucks. I already had a kid at 18 out of wedlock. I'm already now soon to be divorced if I can find the guy who I can serve some papers to. I have no money. I had a business. I lost that business. I'm buried in debt. And honestly, the thoughts that were going through my head was, you might as well just give up on life. You might as well just end your life because this is all that ever happens to you. You know, I used to say things like, you know, well, if it's my luck, you know, things will never go right for me. You know, how come things, I never win at anything. You know, everything, all bad luck always seems to search me out. If it's something bad, it's going to follow me. This is the way that I used to think. This is how I used to live. And this is how I thought the rest of my life was going to be. And what's interesting is I really had a wake-up call moment on December the 25th, hearing a voice that said, pick up your mat and walk. I'm so glad that I did. Because the very next day, I started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, which is what I want to talk to you about tonight. You see, that day, December 25th, that moment where it brings me to point number one, which is that I had to change my mindset. And why did I have to change that mindset? Well, let me just fast forward to where I am today. Well, in that day, in that moment, December 25th, where I made up my mind, I'm never going to return to broke again. I am never going to return to this pathetic, homeless existence of being overweight and in a pathetic lifestyle that I can't even, I don't even know how I got here, man. I'm homeless. I'm doing drugs. I have no morals. I'm a complete righteous mess. And so the truth was, that I had to make a change in my life. And I'm so glad that I did, because in the next 4 days, after starting a business from December 26th to the end of the month, I made $2,000 in 4 days. Now you might ask yourself, Danny, how is that possible? I'm here to tell you it is possible. It happened to me, and I've watched it happen to others. In fact, I have a friend who started that very next year right after me who made $2,000 in 10 hours. It was something that we even kind of branded, if you will. It was kind of a common testimony that came from the people that I was working with. Hey, I made $2,000 in 10 hours. I'm going to show you how to make $2,000 in 10 hours. And so in the next 45 days, made $18,000. My first year in business, made $250,000. $1,000. By the end of my second year, I had made my first million. This all happened by the time I was 23. Now, I've made millions and millions of dollars, been so very blessed to have met my husband while I was in Hawaii 3 months after I was homeless. I remarried. We have 5 children. I have 3 grandchildren. And never in a million years did I ever think that when I heard that voice that day, pick up your mat and walk, that very next day when I decided to break out of my pathetic existence of being broke and fat and worthless, that I ever in a million years imagined, fast forward 20 years later, that I would be on the Oprah Winfrey Show? Did I ever imagine that ABC would search me out to have a camera follow me around for 9 straight days, filming my life and filming me doing what I do literally on a monthly basis, which is serving people that are in need? Serving people that are either homeless or working in orphanages or helping people that are truly in real need. Did I ever imagine that a homeless woman would be one giving millions of dollars into those who are orphans, homeless, widows, the sick, those who are in need all over the world? I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know about you, but I'm not a big TV watcher. And I'm one of those that is totally cynical and completely negative and critical of all of the get-rich-quick scams that are out there and all of the rags-to-riches stories. I mean, I am the cynical one that sits there and goes, yeah, right, sucker, what's up your sleeve? What is this really all about? What are really your truly intentions? I'm that person that usually listens to a call like this and says, yeah, 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 I'm waiting for the truth to really come out. Well, listen, the truth is this. You may sit there for the next 20 years with that same cynical attitude. You might be like Jackie and Carmen O'Quinn, who decided a few years back to get over their cynical selves and start applying the information that they were hearing on a free training call, just like this one that is taking place right now. They made a commitment to themselves, and that commitment was, we are committed to growing. We are committed to not ending up broke. We are committed to learning. We're committed to mastering this thing called being an entrepreneur. They did that, as well as tens of thousands of others. In fact, I want you to stay cynical. Go to our website and cynically comb through it. Cynically look at the videos. Get on YouTube and look at all the videos of all the testimonials of people who were compelled to come forward to us and say, this is what's happened to my life. Just today on Facebook, I read 2 testimonials that shocked me. In fact, I encourage you to go over to Facebook. If you and I have not yet become friends on Facebook, let's connect. And let me introduce you to 25,000 other amazing clients that are right there on Facebook on a daily basis. You'll meet the most amazing people right there on our page. So click like, you and I will become friends, and you'll get to read this post that was made earlier, because there was a woman who said, hey, listen, Danny, you know, I'd love to come out to one of your seminars. I'd love to get a hold of your tapes and CDs. Is there anything that someone can get started who's really broke? So I reposted that question, and I said, guys, let her have it, you know? And she said, you know, I really want to know, has anyone really increased their income by using Danny's materials? A real cynical attitude this woman had, and I completely understand the cynical attitude. And so in the cynical way, in her cynical way, she posed this question, has anyone really increased their income by using Danny's materials and going to her seminars? So I reposted that and I said, guys, you answer her. I'm not going to answer her. You answer her. So the bottom line is you answer your critics with results. You answer your critics with results. And that's what I did today. Man, there were 2 testimonials and there are 2 people who became millionaires, 2 people that I had not even realized became millionaires after coming to First Steps to Success, one of which I knew, one of which I did not know. Phil. He was broke when I met him. Him and his wife were totally and completely broke when I met them. Today, they are millionaires. I'm telling you, I met them just a few years ago. And they came out of First Step. They've been to 8 First Step Success training seminars. They own everything in our entire library. They were a broke couple who had absolutely no idea how to be able to build a business from scratch and starting an industry they knew nothing about. After several coaching appointments, after several First Steps to creating a dynasty and then bringing their entire organization with them along the way, these guys have gone on to make $1 million. Another woman who started off, I mean, absolutely dirt poor. Who's made $1.5 million. You don't believe me? Go read their testimonial that they posted here on Facebook today. That happened today. So you can stay cynical, and that's completely up to you, and do it long enough to find the results that you're looking for because we've got them here available for you. So today what I want to talk about is, man, how do you go from being in that failure position, being in that rut, being broke, to having a superstar status? How in the world do you move beyond that mud that you're trying to move through, that mud that you're trying to walk through, and it always seems like something's trying to hold you back? Listen, I know what that feels like. I know exactly what that feels like. And I also know what it feels like to break free from it. I also know what it feels like when you finally make a decision that enough is enough. You see, after coming back from India, and I had a beautiful opportunity to spend 10 days down there, and oh my gosh, it was amazing. Spoke before thousands and tens of thousands of people. Had the opportunity to actually even hold a leadership conference where the room was only booked to hold 1,200 people. The thing was overbooked, packed in 1,600 people into a room that only fit 1,200 plus. Another 100 people on the roof, plus people out in the parking lot listening to a speaker because they were so hungry for learning how they can succeed, so desperate to lead their organizations well that they were willing to stand in the hot sun all day long listening to a speaker from the outside of the actual conference room, so hungry that those that started showing up super early in the morning were packed in like sardines, sweating their guts out, hanging on the edge of their seats, taking notes. Hello, when I listen to some crazy white woman from America with an interpreter give a message about how step-by-step can they succeed. Well, there's something that I found in India that seems quite peculiar, and it's the same here in the United States. No matter where I've spoken around the world, whether it's to the thousands in London, which over 13,000 people I spoke to in London in just a 5-day period last April, whether it's in Australia or all over the United States, there's something that's peculiar about people. And I want you to write this down. 98% of the population ends up dead or dead broke by the age of 65. I'm going to say that again. 98% of the population ends up dead or dead broke by the age of 65. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you don't want that to be you. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt you don't want that to be you. I know that you and I did not go through high school to, get work our butt off to get our diploma. That's if you actually did that. And some of which you may even have gone to college for further education. And maybe when you got out of college, I know that your goal was not mediocrity. I know that your goal was not struggle. I know that your goal was not being stuck, and I know your goal was not being buried under debt. I know that was not your goal. Your goal was to live life to the fullest. Your goal was to be everything that you ever wanted to be. That was your goal. But unfortunately, no matter where I travel in the world, 98% of the population ends up dead or dead broke at 65. And there is a reason for it. There is a strong reason for it. No matter where you live in this world and on this planet, there is a hardcore reality about where you stand. The difference between those who become two percenters, those who rise up and succeed financially, who don't end up broke or dead at 65, those who do not live a pathetic, boring existence, those that do not live in their giant pile of excuses, but instead they have risen up financially. They are risk takers, and they even some of them have done something rare. They actually turn around and help other people to succeed. And even rarer than that, those even take a portion of their money on a monthly basis and help those who are truly in need. Whether it is orphans down in Belize, like my family plus 31 of our clients went down and served in an orphanage for 7 days, helping and loving on these kids and giving them a Christmas that they will never forget. Or it is like going into India and taking your talent and your skill and giving it away for free to help people who are truly poor. So poor that I'm in a room with 1,600. I asked, how many of you have access to the internet? And two hands go up. Now that is poor. Two hands go up. Listen, there's hundreds of you listening on the internet right now. There's hundreds and hundreds of you listening on the phone right now. And I'm telling you, I was just with the poorest of poor who don't have phones, don't have cell phones, don't have internet. Okay, they walked for days to come to a presentation for a day. Okay, that's poor. But I'm telling you, there's something that happens when poor meets decision. When poor meets decision, everything changes. Because my point number one was that what changed December 25th to December 26th? Well, December 25th, I was poor in spirit. I was poor mentally, emotionally. I was poor spiritually and financially. I was poor in every way. But what changed the next day that caused 4 days to make $2,000, that caused 45 days of $18,000, and in the next 2 years making $1,000,000? What made that happen? I'm going to tell you. It was I changed my mindset. My mind changed. I made a decision. When poverty meets decision, that's when everything begins to change. You see, poverty has a voice. And the voice that I had spoken for that whole month that I was homeless was, these things always happen to me. I can't stand my husband. I can't believe he did this to me. My parents neglected me and they abused me. Everything, you know, that old millionaire stole my business from me. I'm always going to be broke. Things are always going to be bad. Things are always going to be tough. Not to mention that the war, the Gulf War had just hit and I was living in Hawaii. 3,000 people had just been laid off from their jobs. I mean, I'm telling you, times were tough and they just got tougher. Things just got tougher. People were holding on to every red cent that they had. And here I'm thinking about starting a business. Yeah, right. So what had to change was my mindset. Literally, it changed in a moment. I had to focus on one good thing that I had going on for me. One good thing that I had going good. One good thing that I could just grasp onto. Because my mindset had gotten so polluted my entire life. And it had caused me to become homeless. And so in that very moment, it was no more. Enough is enough. It is time to change. I am never returning to broke again. I will not end up like my mom and dad. I will not end up like majority of the people that I have known my whole life. I am finished with this lifestyle. I can't do this anymore. Are you there yet? Or are you in that comfort zone where you have allowed very uncomfortable things into your life and you've just called it comfortable? Have you gotten used to the rut that you've been living in? Have you just accepted mediocrity for your life? Have you given up on the goals and dreams that you once thought you had? Have you lost your fire and your fight? Have you lost the motivation to reach for more and better? Have you buried those visions that you once had when you were younger? Are you in that place where 98% of the population is? Where you have completely justified your existence? Have you justified your existence? I know I did. And I am so glad that I changed my mind. You see, after all of these years, the 22 years that I've been in business, after all of these years of succeeding and failing, after all of these years of making decisions to keep on keeping on, I'm telling you, I never in a million years imagined that that very decision that I made on December 25th would take me to where I'm at today. I never imagined that even that business model that I had started, which I didn't like, I did not like the business model that I was in, which brings me to point number two, is you have to do what is in front of you. Do what is in front of you. Don't wait for what you want. Do what you can with what you got. You see, you have probably something right there in front of you. And maybe what you have right in front of you is a business. Maybe a business you don't like. Maybe you have a product that you are to market that you really don't believe in. Maybe even you have a job or a boss that you hate. Maybe you might even be in a marriage that you're not happy with. You might even want to run away from being a parent. Listen. That's what 98% of the population does. 98% of the population is always looking for the new, better, and better, and better, and better thing. The reality is that they never end up establishing any roots because they're constantly running to the next better thing. I'm telling you right now, I had to do what was in front of me. I had to do what was in front of me. I didn't want to do what was in front of me. I didn't want to do what was in front of me at all. Listen, I had gotten a job as a cocktail waitress, okay? I hated that job. Couldn't stand the people I was working with. I was working 12-hour shifts and turning over $150 a night. Okay, on a good night, $200. I mean, what a crazy amount of hours to work for that kind of pay. Living in Hawaii where it was incredibly expensive, $1,500 a month for an apartment, I was never going to get out of debt. I was never going to get into an apartment at the rate of making $1,500 a month. It was never going to happen. But I had to do what was in front of me. And so what was in front of me was this, was people were in front of me. And I also had this box of product that I had purchased a little over a month before. Obviously, I gained some weight right after I got married. I wasn't satisfied with the size of my back end. So I had purchased before my bank account was drained, before my credit cards were maxed out, I had purchased this weight loss system. And that weight loss system, I used it for a few days. I didn't like it. I didn't like how many pills there were to take. I didn't like the shakes. They were kind of, I don't know, chalky. Nothing tasted good. No, thank you. And I went on to still eating the way I was eating, and I gained more weight even after I had spent $125 on this product. In fact, how I found out that my bank account was empty was because my check bounced to the gal that I wrote to purchase this product from. So I'm driving in my car, and I'm asking myself, what can I do with myself? What can I do to get myself out of debt? What can I do to improve my financial situation? It's amazing what happens when you change your mind, and your mind no longer is wrapping around and justifying the pathetic rut and mediocre life that you're living in, and your mind says, no more, enough is enough, I have to do something. It's incredible how this something all of a sudden will appear. And the something for me was right here in front of me the entire time. I had that box in my car for a month and a half. Did I ever, prior to that moment, think about that maybe I might be able to make some money with it? Nope, I didn't. I didn't want to. But there it is, it stared me in the face. And because I was looking for a solution versus burying myself in my problems, rather than crying the problem, I was looking for solutions, and there was a solution sitting in front of me. Did I want to market a product? Oh, my gosh, no way. I can't stand people like that. I can't stand people who try to call you to sell you something. I can't stand telemarketers. I could not stand people like that. I'm telling you, I much rather have dug for worms than market some product that, first of all, wasn't working for me. But the bottom line is that sometimes you have to do what is in front of you. And in this case, I'm so glad I did what was in front of me. I am so glad I did what was in front of me. Because the truth is this, you got to weigh your ego with your bank account and figure out which one weighs more. And in this case, my ego was enormous. That's how I became homeless. But at the moment where I said enough is enough, no more, well, here it was. I have to make a decision to find a way to help my financial situation. And I did. You see, some of you might have the luxury. Some may have the luxury of picking and choosing what they want to do. But if you're anything like where I was, your time is now. And you have got to break out of this mediocre rut that you might be swimming in. And maybe the time is now where you maybe have lost an income, or you're about to lose an income, or maybe you might be totally buried in debt. The truth is, you got to weigh your ego with your bank account, and you got to do what is in front of you. That's what I had to do. And so I did. I actually called this company, and I find out what it was going to take for me to be able to market it. Well, I certainly didn't have the money. It was going to cost me $4,000 for me to market it. I didn't have the money. There was no way I could come up with that kind of money anytime soon. And by the way, if I was going to come up with that kind of money, guess what? I would use it to get into an apartment. I was done being homeless. Well, interestingly enough, I wound up creating a market in that tiny little town of 5,000 people. Created a market out of thin air. I did what was in front of me. You might say, well, Danny, how in the world did you create a market? It was not difficult. It wasn't difficult at all. I actually stepped out and pretended like I was marketing it already. I actually stepped out and pretended like I was already a manufacturer's rep for that particular product line. I pretended I already had the licensing agreement with it, and I created a market out there and found people who wanted it. In fact, I found 40 people who wanted it in four short days. Out of those 40 people who wanted it, that created checks. They each individually wrote me a check. I turned it all into a cashier's check, sent it straight to the manufacturer. The manufacturer sent me, actually sent the liquor store, because I didn't have a physical address, sent the liquor store the actual boxes and boxes, an entire shipment that I eventually then turned around and I delivered out to the people that wanted it. That made me a profit of $2,000. It was a very simple. Buy wholesale, turn around and sell at retail. And so that's how I made that initial $2,000. From there, I just continued to do that. I continued again and again and again. Obviously, that initial money got me into an apartment, which was like, thank you, God. And then from there, just continued to build my clients step by step by step. So you have to do what is in front of you. Don't wait for what you want. You've got to do what is right there in front of you. And like I said, for some, that might be a situation where you are like me. There might be something that you can market right there in front of you. Or let's say that you're in a position, you're in a job that you don't like. The truth is that hating your job will never open the door to blessing. Hating your boss will never get you a raise. Treating those that are around you the way you treat them, or like this, I don't know about you, you got kids, I got five, whenever you ask one of your sons to put the dishes away, you can tell which ones like helping and which ones hate helping. Well, the ones that hate helping eventually get themselves punished. The ones that enjoy helping are the ones that get to move on to other greater chores that may even get them paid. It's the same with your everyday life. If you don't like what you're doing, it shows with what you're doing. So what can you do that is right in front of you to actually change your income immediately? Change your attitude about what you're doing. I had to change my attitude about what was in front of me. I didn't want anything to do with what was in front of me. But the truth was, that was going to keep me more broke. That was going to make me more in debt. That was going to keep me in my bad, pathetic positioning. And if you want out of a pathetic position, or if you want to get out of a rut, let's say you're stagnant in a business or you're stagnant in your career, one of the things that you can do starting now is change the way you feel about it. You're in control of your feelings. Nobody else is. You're completely in control of your attitude. Nobody else is. And it's interesting that when you change the way you feel about something, you all of a sudden add excellence and diligence to what you're doing. And it's never about finding something that will satisfy you, but it's finding satisfaction in your work. Don't find work that is satisfying. Find satisfaction in your work. And I will tell you this, what I have found is that whenever I have worked at something, and as I've watched my children work at something, and as I've watched my clients work at something, where they are working with diligence and excellence. Come on, you know how it is. If you get some good old elbow grease in there, and you are really applying yourself, and you're really doing a great job, come on, you and I both know what happens when that happens. What happens? You feel better about the job you've done. That's what you do. So do what is in front of you. Prosper right where you are planted. Whether you like it or not, you are in control of your feelings, which control your attitude, and that controls your paycheck, period, end of story. If you have ever hired and fired somebody, you and I both know that you are not going to give somebody a raise or a bonus who shows on their face and in their work that they don't want to be there. It is truly that simple. And it is the same if you own a business. If you own a business and you have all of a sudden put yourself into that mentality of a 98%er where it's just nothing but a rut, okay? It's nothing but a rut where you on a daily basis, oh, I got to make these calls. Oh, I got to talk to these people. Oh, I got to read this script. Oh, I got to do these reports. You know what? If that's how you are going at it, first of all, no one wants to work with you. Number two, who wants to do business with you? Number three, who wants to do repeat business with you? Number four, who in the world wants to send you business when you are not the person that you should even hire? That's something you got to ask yourself. Number three, what did it take for me to make that first $250,000? Well, what did it take for me to make that first $50? It took faith. And faith is followed by risk. I took a risk. You see, I can't say that I risked money because I didn't have any, but I definitely risked my time and I risked reputation. I did. I risked time and I risked reputation. Certainly the thoughts went through my head that, oh, Danny, you know, what if this doesn't work? Danny, what if, you know, you just wind up failing like you failed last time? Danny, what if, you know, you can't, you know, meet the promises that you're making to the public? Danny, what if this whole thing gets stolen from you just like the last business did? Hey, yeah, no question. Those thoughts went through. Danny, you failed before. You're going to fail again. Those thoughts went through my head. But this is where you must do number three. Number three is faith. Number three is risk. I had to risk time because I had no money. And so I invested my time and I gave it everything I had. And I talked to people as though I was going to build a multi-million-dollar enterprise. I didn't talk to people as though I wasn't going to be around 30 days from now. I didn't talk to people as though I wasn't going to be around 90 days from now. I talked to my clients as though I was building a multi-million-dollar enterprise. I talked to my clients. Actually, they were prospects. They weren't even clients at that time, at that moment. But I talked to the public as though I was building a multi-million-dollar enterprise, and that they could, they would get exactly what they were wanting to get out of the service that it was that I was offering. And so, let me ask you this. Is that how you are treating the venture that you're in? Is that how you're treating the place of labor that you are in? Are you treating that with that same level of commitment? Because it takes faith to walk it out. And, oh, my gosh, I'm telling you, you have to understand this. I remember pretending that I was building a multi-million-dollar business. I remember pretending that I was going to build a business that would be known all over the world. Did I ever imagine it would work? No. But you know what? We've all played pretend before. We all have. And so each day, I didn't treat it as though I was hoping this thing was going to work. I didn't treat it, and I didn't talk to my prospects or my clients like I was hoping it was going to work. I actually talked and walked and treated everything that was around me as though it was already working. Not that it was gonna, but it already was. It was already established. It was already done. All I needed to do was walk it out. That's faith. That's taking risk. And you have to risk your time. And you will have to risk money. And you will have to risk your reputation. If you want to get out of the situation you're in right now, you will have to make risk. So what do you mean, Danny? You said you didn't have any money. How did you risk it? Well, hello. Obviously, I didn't in the beginning. But then eventually, I did have money. And I reinvested into my business again and again and again, month after month after month after month. So I created the money out of thin air, simply starting off with nothing but risking my time. And with risking that time, and again, face-to-face with that prospect, with the absolute posture that, hey, I'm going to be here till I'm 90. I am going to be in business, and I promise that I am a person of my word, and I didn't come out and say this, but it's the way I carried myself. So again, number three, you need to walk by faith and not by sight. If you continue to walk by sight, you will only get what you've already gotten. But if you decide to walk by faith, then you begin to take risk, and risk is saying, I'm doing this come hell or high water. I am going to move up in my company, or I am going to move up in my organization, or I'm going to build a multi-million-dollar enterprise. You must risk time, you must risk your reputation, and you will have to risk money in order to do those things. Now, you cannot have it both ways. Listen to me, Sally Sue. Listen to me, George. Listen to me, Jim. You need to listen to me. I'm going to tell you the truth, because every other marketer out there is going to tell you some just all-out, full-on, ridiculous, pathetic lie that you will risk nothing, that you can just sit there in your lazy boy chair and you could just sit there getting fat, dumb, and happy by collecting some paychecks by doing nothing. I'm going to tell you the truth. That's a flat-out lie. There's nothing in life that will ever prove that that actually works. So don't be stupid enough to believe something like that. You need to seek out the truth. And the truth is, if you work diligently with excellence, and if you learn some new skills, you will raise your pay. And it will take risk. It will take risk. You are going to have to use faith. And the faith speaks a certain voice that poverty does not speak. Faith walks a certain way that a loser will not walk. Faith stands a certain way that a wimp cannot stand. Faith does things and makes decisions and takes risks where doubt crawls under and does without. So you have to make a choice. It's one or the other. You cannot have both. So you got to stop straddling the fence. As I had to stop straddling the fence. I straddled the fence between staying pathetic and mediocre and staying a failure and crying my blues and blaming my husband and blaming my parents and blaming the millionaire that stole my business from me to enough is enough. I am walking away from my past and I am going to create a whole new reputation for myself. And that whole new reputation is no longer going to be a tramp and a whore. It's not going to be a drug user anymore. This whole new reputation is going to be somebody that is helping other people succeed, that is doing good by my clients, and creating a reputation that causes other people to talk about. Here it is, 20 years later. Still here. Still here. Still here. Where will I be 20 years from now? God willing, still here, if I'm still alive. Listen, you got to make a decision. You need to do what's in front of you. Work what is in front of you with excellence and diligence instead of a piss-poor attitude that you don't want to be there and you don't want to do that. Wear your ego with your bank account and step up and show the public that you are serious and you're walking by faith, taking risks of time, money, and reputation, and that you're going to be here for the long haul. Because you will not succeed if you're going to be here for 90 days and that's it. It ain't going to happen. It is just not going to happen. Throw in the towel now. Let somebody else have a shot at it. Number four, focus. My life was so pathetic. Everything in my life was so pathetic that I had to focus on other people. I had to focus on helping other people. My marketing plan then is the same marketing plan today. Who can I help to succeed? Who can I help to succeed? You may say, Danny, that doesn't apply to me. Oh, gosh, does it ever apply to you? Who can you help to succeed? If you focus on helping other people succeed, then you will always have other people trying to help you to succeed. My life was such a disaster. I never told any of my clients that I was a homeless woman. I never told any of my clients that my parents were drug users. I had never told any of my clients that my husband had drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards. I did not go around, oh, please feel sorry for me. Oh, things are bad and they're getting worse. I have no home. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, I'm trying to make this business work, but I don't think it's going to happen for me. No. I had to focus on helping other people succeed. I focused on them. And it was pretty simple. You know, I was in the weight loss industry. People needed to lose weight. That was very simple. What I quickly found was people actually needed more than just to lose weight. There were emotional issues as to why they needed to lose weight. There were financial issues why they need to lose weight. There were spiritual issues as to why they need to lose weight. There were mental issues as to why they need to lose weight. There were social issues, relational issues as to why they need to lose weight. So I began to get to know my clients on so much more of a deeper level, not just on their 15-pound goal or their 50-pound goal or their 100-pound goal, but know more intently about who they were and what their life was about, and using advanced people skills to be able to really reach inside of who they were so that I could motivate and lift them up to be everything that they always wanted to be. And so my entire focus was helping them succeed at whatever it was that they wanted to succeed in. That took the focus off of my problems. That took the focus off of my big butt. That took the focus off of my giant debt. That took the focus off of my ex-husband who was in Japan with some other chick. It took the focus off my parents who had disowned me. It took the focus off of the giant mess that I had made of my life. And so focus. Whatever you focus on is what you're going to get good at. I'm going to say that again. Whatever you focus on is what you're going to get good at. So if you focus on helping other people succeed, well, then by golly, you're going to have the results of helping other people succeed. But if, however, you're focused on your problems, you're focused on the size of your rear end, you're focused on the size of your debt, you're focused on how you're failing and how it's not working and it's not going fast enough, and you're focused on losing your house, well, then you're going to lose your house, you're going to have a bigger butt, you're going to have more debt, and things are going to get worse. But, man, if you turn your focus on whose day can I make better? Who can I help to succeed? Whether that is in your day job or that is in your part-time business venture, focus on helping other people succeed. It takes your focus off of yourself because you are not the issue in helping somebody else succeed. Take yourself out of the equation. You know what? Lock your problems. I used to say this. Lock your problems in your car. They'll be there when you go back to it. They'll be there, and they'll talk to you. But now when you're working, you need to be all in working, helping other people to succeed. Number five, and my final point. Grow. Make a commitment to grow this week, today, tomorrow, this month. Make a commitment to growth. Do not make a commitment by default for staying the same. Because guess what? It's impossible to stay the same. Why? Because tomorrow is coming. And 72 hours from now is coming. 30 days from now is coming. The world is advancing in 24-hour increments. So if you stay the same, you're actually going behind. You're actually going behind if you are thinking you're staying the same. If you're trying to stay the same and you're not advancing your life, you are totally, rapidly moving behind. So you have to make a commitment to grow. You know, my husband and I have been committed to growth our entire marriage, our entire relationship. We're coming up on 20 years coming up here in May. 20 years we've been committed to growth. And if we had not been committed to growth, and I'm talking about personally growing, if we had not been committed to growth, we would both be divorced right now, no question. We would not have these children. We would not have the many business, multi-million-dollar businesses that we have. We would not have it, clearly would not have it. So you've got to make a commitment to growth. Where are you growing on a daily basis? How are you growing? If you have a business, it's very simple to ask yourself this question. Would I hire me? If you are working for someone else, meet with the person that is your boss or your manager and say, what things do you see in me that I need to change? What areas can I improve? Yes, this takes humility, but I'm telling you what, I have watched those who have humbled themselves are always the ones to get exalted. But those that exalt themselves are always the ones that are going to have a nice little spanking as they're pushed back down to the bottom once again. When you put yourself in that humble position and you ask the boss or the manager, please tell me where it is that you see I should grow in. Where should I focus so I can improve on my job? Or if you are your own boss, ask yourself this question. Would you hire you? And why? What is the answer? If the answer is, oh, yeah, I would, tell me why. Tell me why. Is it because of your good looks? Is it because of your great personality? Is it because of some track record you have from 20 years ago? Is it because of what you're planning to do? Or is it because of what you did do today? Is it because of the results that you're producing on a daily basis? I don't know. When you're supposed to be working, are you Facebooking? Even some of you right now, you are Facebooking other people. You're on the phone with a multimillionaire who has shown other people how to become millionaires. And here, you are on Facebook, or you are texting, or you're checking email, or you're even IMing somebody. Would you hire you? Would you hire you? You see, all those years ago, when I very first started out in business at 19, I got introduced to the concept of pursuing success by learning from other successful people. I have seen a lot of people come and go since then. I really have. And I have watched a lot of pig-headed, egotistical, arrogant people who think they've got it all together, who have justified their lives straight into a reality of mediocrity. And then I have watched those who have humbled themselves, who have paid attention, those who have taken copious notes, those who have hung on every word spoken and put it into practice in absolute reverent fear, who have made the decision to follow step-by-step instructions. And as they have done so, they have succeeded so wildly that it's ticked other people off, that it has ruffled everybody else's feathers because they watch, what? I remember when that guy was a nobody. What? How in the world did they do that? Listen, you have to grow. And the only way you're going to grow is by learning from other people some skills that you do not have, as well as submitting yourself in accountability and asking those around you, where do you think I need to improve? Another area that you want to grow in is filling and building your faith. And your faith is going to grow by hearing the testimonies and reading testimonies and watching testimonies of other people who have grown. Don't sit and listen to the testimonies going, yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't watch the testimonies going, oh, I'll totally beat them in half the time. Don't read those testimonies and go, I wonder if those are really true. You know what? I was dumb enough to listen and read and watch testimonials and go, if they can do it, so can I. If they can do it, so can I. If they can do it, so can I. So if you're going to build your faith, if you're going to change your mindset, if you're going to succeed with what is in front of you, you've got to focus on other people's success and you have to grow. And the way you're going to do this is by doing the things that I shared with you tonight. The way that you're going to do this, for some of you who don't want to be on a slow track, you're going to do what it takes to get yourself on a fast track. And a fast track, which is going to give you faster growth, is something that you heard Jackie talk about. So what I want to do right now, and I'm going to watch the numbers because I can see how many people are on the screen right now. I can see how many of you are on the webcast, and I can see how many of you are on the phone right now. And I always love to watch the 98%ers who begin to hang up the phone before the call is over because they think they know what I'm going to say next, which just lost one, which is awesome. So the 98%ers can go ahead and hang up right now, but I know that the 2%ers are going to hang out right here on the line, and they're going to hear this call all the way out. Because what if there was some truth to what we're talking about? And what if those who have gotten started before you followed some very simple path, followed simple steps, what if what they did actually worked? And what if what was in front of you, your destiny, what was in front of you, what if what was in front of you was that you were going to be one of these people that other people are hearing about? You were going to be one of these people that other people were talking about. Maybe even one of those people who get interviewed on a show like Oprah Winfrey or like, write it down in your calendars, March 3rd, March 4th, on The View or Good Morning America. What if you became that successful? Did you ever imagine that a homeless woman could become that successful? I certainly didn't. But listen, if you do the things that I've done, you can certainly get what I've gotten. So I want you to listen here real quick because I talked to you about earlier about building your faith. And your faith is what causes you to step out and take risks. And when you have that kind of faith and you have that kind of risk, you begin to act and walk and talk differently about what it is that you're doing. One of the greatest things that helps to build your faith is testimony. Testimony of other people. I feed on testimonials on a weekly basis myself to keep my faith where my faith needs to be, to continue me moving forward into the places in which I'm walking towards, which are crazy and way bigger than anything I could ever think I could handle. So I want you to take notes right now. I want you to listen. There's three individuals that I want you to listen to right now. Write down specifically what it is that they say as they share with you where they were and what their journey was, decisions that they made, and where they are today. Because I want you to say, if they can do it, so can I. So quickly listen to this. Demo Robbins, welcome to the call.
Hello, Danny. How are you?
Good. Share your testimony, please.
Hi. Prior to getting started with the wonderful Danny Johnson, I was a stressed out, overworked, underpaid advertising executive who was full of anger from my past. And then after attending the First Steps to Success and Dynasties, I've been working with Dr. LaVon, who was personally referred by Danny. I have found enormous peace, finally, at 37 years old in my life. I am finally putting God and family first. I received forgiveness for the first time in my life and given it to others. So I regained my health, my attitude. I've been working 20-hour weeks as a stay-at-home mom of three young kids and making close to six figures in my home business. And best of all, I've got my marriage back, baby, finally.
Which
so
is
it's
awesome.
Been awesome. It's been
so it sounds
awesome.
To me,
so.
Sounds to me like that's a complete life transformation after coming out of First Step Success, generating six figures, working for yourself now, no longer a stressed-out executive, advertising executive. You got three kids and your marriage is on track. What do you say to that person who thinks that can never happen to them? Because you were that person, Demra.
Oh, I was that person completely. I say for anybody who is sitting on the phone right now, I was so tired of the spankings from God. I was so tired of that feeling. And I just started praising him through the storm, And then I had to change my attitude, like you said. And then I had to increase my faith. Like those two little old ladies on Oprah, they didn't know where the food was coming from. You pinned it. They just had faith. And I started focusing on the right thing, which was my marriage. I was focusing on the wrong thing for so long and hurting everybody in my path and leaving a destruction for myself. So anybody that's on the phone that is surrounded by destruction, you just open your eyes and start focusing on the right thing, have that attitude, and get to first steps to success. Every time I've gone, it's been something different that I've needed to work on, and I had a lot of junk to work on, and I still have a lot to work on. But you've got to get the first steps to success. If you want to stay the same, then you can hang up right now. But if you need to change your life in any way, small or big, you need to get the first steps in Dynasty this year, and especially this first steps after coming off of Oprah. It's going to be out of this world. You do not want to miss the nuggets that's going to come out of Dani's mouth, the insight that's going to flow through her, the godly wisdom. Just come and be a sponge and take it all in and then see where your life can be, because I never dreamed 2 years ago that my marriage could be as good. And I cannot thank you enough. My marriage is so great the last 8 months compared to 11 years. And it's all because of everything I've learned at First Steps and Dynasty. So thank you so much, Dani. I'm just honored to work with you, and I'm so proud of y'all for being on the call tonight. I'm proud of y'all for taking time to be on the call. Now you have to take the steps to walk it out and do what she's told you to do on the call.
Thank you so much, Demra. It's been fun working with you these last few years, for sure. We also got Ken Macaro from Alabama. Ken, you've got a completely different perspective. Ken, can you please share what your background is and what's happened to you over this last couple of years? Ken, are you there? I've got your line unmuted. How about Tracy Macaro from Alabama? I have both their lines unmuted. You guys must have muted yourself. You might be talking to the air right now. I could just see it right now, frantically trying to.
Hey, Dani, can you hear me?
There we go. Yeah, Ken, go for it.
Hey, my background is industrial sales, water treatment sales, and it's a dying market. But since plugging in to you and your training, Tracy and I have personally paid off $400,000 in debt. And our struggling marriage is now incredible. And for me, in my career, I've excelled in my career. In the last, actually, the last 2 years have had back-to-back promotions, and I got a third one coming in May. I was named Manager of the Year last year. And using your time management training, I've been able to accomplish a whole lot more with, you know, a whole lot less time, which is made a much helped in my family life.
Now, Ken, you know what? Out there in Alabama, have people lost their jobs?
Oh, just a few. Okay. Tons of people are losing their jobs. In fact, I think in our county, we have the highest bankruptcy rate in the nation right now, and we used to be one of the most affluent counties, probably.
So here there's been tons of bankruptcies over there, lots of people losing their jobs. Ken, what made the difference for you? Because in the last 2 years, you've had two promotions, facing a third one in May. You've increased your income on less time, and your marriage no longer is struggling. What was the difference for you?
Oh, it was plugging into your training and going to First Steps of Success and subsequent trainings, but relationships versus just selling. You know, spending time with my customers, finding out what their needs are, and actually letting them sell themselves rather than me pushing some chemicals down their throat.
I love it. Congratulations on paying off $400,000 worth of debt in the last 2 years. Congratulations on your marriage. Congratulations on those promotions in an area where loads of people have lost their jobs and declared bankruptcy. It's so awesome to see that you guys have been able to thrive during these difficult times by utilizing the skills that we teach at First Step Success. I know that your wife is there. She's also got a business. Could Tracy please come on the line and share with us what has happened to her as well? I cannot. I can hear you in the background of your husband's phone.
Hey, Dani.
There you are, love.
Tracy.
Go for it.
Hi. Okay, hey. My name is Tracy, and prior to Dani Johnson training, I was overweight. I had both personal and business debt and a failing marriage, and I was just disgusted with the person that I saw in the mirror. since attending First Step for Success and then later creating a dynasty, I've lost the weight, paid off more than $400,000 in debt, increased my boutique business by 30% in a bad economy. And, Danny, I just love my husband more today than the day I married him 17 years ago.
Oh, gosh, that's so awesome. Now, Tracy, has there been other boutique businesses that have gone out of business in Alabama?
Yes, and establishments that have, you know, like they're all bankrupt. You know, all of the shopping centers are bankrupt. A lot of them are around us, but several stores just like mine, and they're just barely hanging on because we also had the BP oil spill that also affected our beaches. That's all around my stores. So
wow.
Just to be able to hang on and do well has been a miracle.
Tracy, what do you say, because I encounter people all the time, what do you say to those people who are just basically, you know, have just accepted this bad economy and have accepted that they are going to fail and you know, like you were in a bad marriage and you're in an industry where there's businesses that are going out of business left and right. And you have all this debt, $400,000 worth of debt hanging over your head. What do you say to those people who have just completely settled into accepting mediocrity as their future?
I would definitely say to them that we don't participate in a worldly system, and I don't participate in a recession, and I really do not care what the media says is going on, but I know that I can direct my path by training myself and, like I said, going to First Steps for Success. I mean, you have to take the first step, and you have to be disgusted enough with your current situation that you want to make a change. And then you have to stick with it, follow through, and just see where God takes you. But you have to do the steps. It's not going to come overnight. You have to be determined that you will not stay in the same current situation that you're in, and you will take it to the next level. And I say thank you, God, for paying off our debt. Thank you. I mean, I already say thank you. You know, thank you to Danny Johnson. And if they would just apply themselves, you know, and that's what we try and do every day. It's not easy, but we just get up and we apply ourselves and we just keep on going.
It's amazing. It really is amazing, Tracy. I mean, you and your husband both of you guys have excelled when others around you have fallen to your right and to your left. You know, even the disaster, the BP oil spill, that could have been a huge excuse for you to just put your attitude in the toilet and go, oh, God, it's going to be a bad year, but you did not do that. And so everything that I talked about tonight, you and Ken are like the perfect example, changing your mindset, making the decision to not fail, making the decision that you must succeed. Do what is in front of you, whether you like it or not, taking risk by faith and walking it out as though you are already succeeding, focusing on helping other people to succeed. And make the commitment to grow. Grow by advancing your skill sets, plugging into First Step Success, listening to these weekly training calls, all of these things that have helped you guys to succeed, and you guys are true living proof that it is possible. And I wish I could just line up every one of our clients with their these three testimonials that you heard tonight are not like, oh, those are like the only three that exist. Heck no, baby, we would be on the phone for days. If all we could go for 24/7 for days, maybe even months, with all the testimonials that we have of people just like these three, just like what you just heard. So what's the difference between you and them? You heard all three of them have something in common. They said they plug into First Step Success consistently again and again and again. They've taken advantage of the things that are available on our website. They have become students, and they have mastered the principles of what took this homeless woman to millions. They have mastered it. They've used the war on debt system, which you can find on our website. They've used these training calls that we're doing even right now, which, by the way, next week, same place, same time. Next Monday, we're going to be getting together for another call, not the same content, but same time, same place, same phone number, same website. So listen, at this point, the ball's in your court. It really is. The ball is in your court. Either you are going to subject yourself to that 98% way of mediocre thinking, and you're going to sit there and say, it sounds too good to be true, and you're going to sit there and say, well, gosh, I just don't know. I don't know if I can. You know, there must be more to it. You can go ahead and sit there and say that. But thank God Ken and his beautiful wife didn't say that. Thank God they didn't do that. Thank God Demmer didn't. Thank God that, you know, and Demmer was cynical. You know, so thank God Ken and Tracy, you know, didn't just go, oh, my gosh, we're in Alabama, you know. We're in, like, the highest bankruptcy, you know, county now. And, oh, gosh, you know, people have lost their businesses. People have lost their jobs to thousands. We're next. Oh, no. Listen, man, it isn't that difficult to stand out and be different. So it's going to take risk. It's going to take your time. But it's going to be worth it. And you have the chance of being another one of these testimonies. You really do. Come on, I wasn't that smart if I ended up homeless. So obviously I had to do something simple to help me dig myself out of being homeless and get into the place where I am today. My passion is seeing you succeed, and that is why I'm here every week grooming you for success for your everyday life. That is why I'm here grooming you for outrageous success. That's why we're here. So this Wednesday, we'll be live again on the radio. You can stream it on our website, or if you're in Florida, you can turn the radio on, or if you're in Trinidad and Tobago, you can turn the radio on and listen to me at 1580 AM or 103.5 FM. You can listen in Florida or Trinidad or Tobago. That's where we broadcast at, or you can listen from any place in the world right here on the website, DannyJohnson.com. The next thing that I'm going to ask that you do, and that is for those of you who are not wanting to stay in the broke position, not wanting to stay in the stuck position, but you're wanting to move yourself ahead, give me 2 days of your life. Give me 2 days of your life. Give me a weekend, March 25th and 26th in Dallas, Texas. Don't wait for me to come to Kansas because I ain't coming. Don't wait for me to come to Alabama because I ain't coming. If Tracy and Ken were waiting for me to come to Alabama, I can guarantee you they'd be further than $400,000 in debt. I can guarantee you her business boutiques would have gone out of business. I can guarantee you that Ken would have been another number like the rest of the numbers that were out there. And they would have been another divorce statistic if they were waiting for me to come to Alabama. I ain't coming to Alabama. I'm not coming to Las Vegas. It's just the way it is. Not coming to Ohio, Kansas, or North Dakota. Not coming anywhere closer to where you're at. Dallas, Texas is it. This is it, and this is it right now. You got 32 days to figure it out. But right now is the time to go to the website, click on events. You're on the website right now if you're listening to the webcast. Click on events. Then click on First Steps to Success. It'll be on the left-hand side. First Steps to Success. You're not qualified for creating a dynasty until you graduated from First Steps. Click on the orange button, the yellow button, whatever it is on your screen. Register now. Listen, here is a guarantee. Secret Millionaire, Good Morning America, and The View are all airing March 3rd, 4th, and 6th. Once those things happen, my friend, here's the truth. You will not have the opportunity to register for First Step Success. It will be a completely sold-out event. In fact, we're almost sold out as it is right now since the Oprah interview. So it's nearly sold out right now. We have 32 days left. We are definitely not going to be able to fit everybody. There's no question about it. And you don't want to be in another situation where you are kicking yourself and regretting that you did not take advantage of a chance to get the training and equipping that you needed so that you could thrive in this economy instead of just survive. So here is your shot. Click right there. It's a ridiculous, pathetic, cheap seminar. $297. That's all it is. $297. Click add to cart. If you go to that seminar and you feel like it was a waste of your time, guess what? You'll get 100% of your money back. No questions asked. You sit through the whole 2 days, come to the table on Sunday with a smile. We will gladly give you your money back. And why? We don't want your money if you're not happy. It's that simple. We want you and I to have a good relationship regardless as to whether or not you like the seminar. So if you come to the workshop and you feel like I've heard all this before, I've seen it all before, no, this wasn't what I expected, we'd be happy to give you your money back. So go now, click $297. It's ridiculously, pathetically cheap. It helped these people make the money that they just shared with you that they have made. Come on, Ken, getting now a third promotion in the last 2 years in an area where people have been laid off and in an industry that's suffering. Give me a break. It is your turn. This is your chance, and this is your year to rise up to a level of success that causes your family to get a whiplash when they go, you? You've got to be kidding me. You're doing that? You're making that kind of money? You paid off all that debt? Oh, my gosh, how? You're next, and you're supposed to be, because you're going to reach people I cannot reach. Together, we're going to make a difference in this horribly dark world that we're all living in right now. So this is Danny Johnson. Thank you so much for having me here tonight with you in your ear, in your home, on your phone, or on the web, however which way that you're listening. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Go over to Facebook. Let's connect. Let's become friends. Make friends with these 25,000 other people that are right here on Facebook. And let's build a life together that causes other people to want the life you have versus you living the life they've got. Let's live a life that sets an example for how it should be done. And together we can make that happen. God bless you. I will talk to you Wednesday morning, 12 Eastern, 12 to 1 Eastern. 9 a.m. Pacific, and then on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern for a spiritual equipping session. So God bless you, and we're going to open up these lines right now, and I want all of you to scream out where it is that you're calling from. Say your name, where you're calling from, all of us at once. God bless you tonight.
That's why you're